Wildlife habitat loss, a top concern. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The number one issue is loss of habitat, but specifically loss of places to hunt. The loss of farmland goes hand in hand with that, obviously, because so much of the hunting in Tennessee is done on private land.
Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency Executive Director Ed Carter says, according to their survey of those who buy hunting and fishing license, it's harder and harder to find places to hunt or fish, and like the nationwide trend that shows a decline in the number of people who hunt or fish, Ed Carter says the numbers are down here in Tennessee, but not near as bad as in other states.
Well, it's been interesting, to say the least. We're having the same kind of issues that all other business-related things are with the economy. But on the good side, our revenues have been flat. That is, the number of people buying hunting and fishing licenses, which is, of course, where we get our money, is for operate all of our programs, has been pretty constant. So We're glad in that aspect, but at the same time, the number of people who hunt and fish in terms of the overall population is decreasing.
Ed Carter says nationwide, the number of fishermen over the past 5 years has decreased by 13%, and those are comparable numbers to hunters. And because of reduced budgets, the TWRA has had to reorganize their operations, but the goal remains the same.
Our number one primary goal is the preservation and enhancement of all the wildlife species, whether they're hunted or not. And looking at that, then we are able to utilize hunting and fishing recreation as a way to manage that. So we try to put those two together. One of our bigger problems is to try to decide what the majority of the people want on any one particular season, bag limit or whatever, so that we're not only managing the wildlife, but we're also doing what the people of the state who enjoy that want us to do.
Ed Carter became executive director of the TWRA about a year ago. The agency was established the year he was born in 1949. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.